Hello and welcome. Thank you for purchasing these training tapes. The material in this program is taken from the soundtrack of our seminar. While listening, you will hear us mention selected pages from the manual used in the program. Please follow along if you are able. In addition to a variety of courses, our company, Mitchell Selling Dynamics, provides high-tech sales and marketing solutions, including database development, CD-ROM catalogs, and e-commerce websites. All of our services are customized to meet your unique needs. More information regarding this recording or other products and services can be obtained by visiting our website at www.mitchellsell.com. And now, please join us in our seminar.
The last one in has to buy the first round of drinks. So right now it's you. We all decided amongst us. Anyhow, I'm sorry that you had some trouble finding us down the road there. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming. And my name is John Mitchell. I'm going to be your excellent host here for today and tomorrow. And I'd like to just tell you that my focus is on increasing profitable sales. That's my entire focus, because profits are what it's all about. But I'd like to have some fun over the next couple days. So this program is your program, and I'll be happy to diverge into an area if you want to discuss it or what have you. So, and also, as you notice, there's coffee over there and some buns and things of that nature. Please feel free to get up at any time. And if you feel more comfortable standing up, please do that as well. I'd like you to go away and say that this was really an outstanding investment of your time. That would make me feel good. I'm a very devoted guy. I've been at this a long time. I don't have all the answers, that's for sure, but I've been involved in selling for over 35 years, and I've set up call centers when I was with the General Electric Company, and I was national sales manager for one of the General Electric businesses, and have personally made, I don't know, 100,000 phone calls to customers, and I've learned a lot from that, not everything. I've learned a lot from talking to folks just like you, and telling you, hey, this is the way to do it, and then people saying, John, in our place, we do it this way. And so over the last 18 years in putting on these programs, a lot of people have shared their knowledge with me, and so I'd like to bring that to you as well. We're going to do some role plays over the next 2 days, and I'll talk to you about those program about the role plays as we go through the material in the book and that sort of thing, and what the overall program is going to be. But at any time, if you have any questions or comments or whatever, please feel free to ask the questions or make your comments. Before we begin, I'd like to listen, because I think listening is so important to being successful at selling. I want to make sure that I listen to your expectations. And I don't like the idea of going around the room and, you stand up and tell your expert. I just hate that, because I used to be in the audiences, and everybody gets, oh my God, I'm the next one type of deal, and it's just not a good deal I've found. So if you would like to tell me about some expectations that you have, you're certainly welcome to do it now, and I'll make note of that. Or when we have a break, you could say, hey, John, I would like to spend a little more time on this or that. Now, if you'd like, I'll go through the course content here, and that'll give you a better sense of what we're going to cover. And then if you want to make a comment regarding, hey, I hope we spend a little more time on this. Now, I have talked with Susan and with Sharon about what you guys do. And so I know that the selling part of our program is the part that you like really a lot of emphasis on. Some groups come in and say, listen, we're customer service people, and we're not selling. Well, to me, that's a crime. Everybody in a company is involved in selling. Every single employee. And that's what really produces the profits. So we're going to be talking about profits today. And there's two ways to increase profits. And without profits, you're going to go out of business. And if you pick up the Wall Street Journal, you'll see some of the largest companies in the world They just don't have profit dollars, so they're going out of business. Or they're being bought out by someone else that does have profit dollars, because profits are the lifeblood of any organization. So there's two ways you can increase profits. You can increase sales, or you can reduce costs. Basically, that's it. So I would urge all of you to consider every single minute of the day, what are you doing to reduce costs or to increase profits? Now, I remember as a sales manager, I had a young sales guy come to me and say, John, I just had another child. I need to get a raise. Where does that fit into the profit picture?